Now, there's another question that kind of I wondered about from time to time. If we don't have our sins forgiven, then we face eternal punishment. Well, if Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, why didn't he face eternal punishment? Did you ever wonder about that? How did that work out? How could he just suffer for, well, his lifetime, but particularly that time on the cross, and then how was that enough? Well, I think we have to say that Jesus did not suffer eternally, but he made a complete payment for our sins. And there's a difference, because we would have to suffer eternally if we paid for our own sins, because we could never make our sinful nature righteous. And we'd just go on having a sinful heart, and we'd still be angry at God and not caring for him and not trusting him. And no matter how long we were punished, if our hearts weren't changed, we'd just go on sinning. And the sins would never be paid for. In fact, the fact that unbelievers go on suffering forever means that the payment is never complete, doesn't it? See, if somebody has suffered eternally, it implies that it's never complete. But Jesus, when his suffering came to an end, that proved that his suffering was complete, that he bore the wrath of God to the end. In fact, Christ alone was able to bear the full measure of God's wrath to the end. There's this hymn, there is a green hill far away outside a city wall where our dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. Oh, dearly, dearly has he loved, and we must love him too, and trust in his redeeming love, and try his works to do. And then there's another verse. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. And there's just the heart of the gospel is there. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. And so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And that means that he sensed that the wrath of God that had been poured out on him finally had come to an end. And it was exhausted, the wrath that was due to us. And his suffering was finished. And so there's no condemnation for us, for those who are in Christ Jesus.